You're listening to the Kribo Shoe Podcast, episode 49, our favorite Nintendo collectibles. Welcome back to another episode of the Kribo Shoe Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host. He's the manual to my box. Chad is here.
Hello again, Kribo Shoe fans.
So we got a good episode lined up today. We're going to be talking about some of our favorite Nintendo collectibles. So we've kind of been looking forward to it. It's kind of been fun getting this topic up. And before we get into that, though, let's go ahead and talk about what we've been playing. So what have you been playing here lately, Chad?
So only thing I've really been playing is Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. Still grinding away on some spirits and everything. But I've been really busy this week, so that's about the only game that I've had a few minutes a day to play.
I understand. Since there's some weeks where you have all the time in the world to play games, and some weeks where it seems like I struggle to get in front of my Switch even one day in a week sometimes, and that's kind of been how it's been for me, too. I played a little bit on the weekend. I was actually on a plane, so I ended up playing some Smash Brothers on the plane, as well as some Mario Kart.
Oh,
and that's the extent of my gaming this week. So
that's what the Switch is made for, those plane trips.
Yeah, you know, if it was just a home console, I wouldn't have played any. So I will have to give the Switch credit. I was able to play on a plane and just play a little bit more Mario Kart, more Smash Brothers. So.
Oh, sounds good.
Well, what about pickups? Have you gotten anything? Have you picked anything interesting up in the last week?
So I did break down and pick up Kirby's Extra Epic Yarn for the 3DS.
Very nice. I was wondering if you would.
I just I was on the fence about this game, but I just couldn't stand not having one of the what I think will be one of the last Nintendo games on the 3DS.
That's very true.
One of the big, kind of the big Nintendo franchises.
Yeah. So have you opened it up or just basically just purchased it?
I haven't opened it up yet. Yeah. I've got a huge backlog of games still, but whenever I get a chance, I would like to play it.
Yeah.
Give it a try.
Very nice. Well, I picked up something as definitely based off of a recommendation from you. I know last week you talked about your pickup was Wild Guns Reloaded, and I started looking up this game after you were talking about it, and wow, it looked very interesting. So I ended up picking it up as well from GameStop. And,
oh, very cool.
I do think this one might be somewhat rare someday, but also it just looks like a lot of fun, so I added it to my collection as well.
Yeah, it's just a cool retro throwback. I love it when they remake games and stuff like that. You just don't see this game hardly ever.
Yes, and as a Nintendo collector, I would love to get the original Wild Guns on the Super Nintendo if I ever come across it.
Oh, same here.
Yeah, I think it's a fairly rare, though, it seems like.
It seems like it, from what I can...
But yeah, I'm really looking forward to playing this when I get some spare time and playing through it and seeing what all the fuss is about.
Yeah, we'll see what you think.
All right, so let's go ahead and move into the news. Well, there's not a whole lot here, but kind of right as we were, basically the night we recorded the last episode, Nintendo decided to announce the next Labo set on Twitter. So this is kind of old news now, but it happened when we were recording last week, so we didn't get to talk about it then. You want to run through this new Labo kit?
So yeah, like you said, we're getting another Labo kit, and this time it is the Nintendo Labo VR kit. It looks like it's coming on April 12th, so not just too far we have to wait.
Yeah, it's coming very soon.
And what's cool about this is they're releasing a starter set, which is going to just cost $39.99, which is what a lot of these packs are going on sale for, these previous ones that they've released.
That's right, yeah.
And the full Nintendo Labo VR kit, it'll feature 6 VR Toy-Con projects, and it'll all be in one package for $79.99. So you can either get the starter, or you can go ahead and get the big boy, the full deal.
Ooh, $80. That's a lot of money, man.
That's a lot of money for cardboard.
It is. Some very weird looking toy cons, too. It looks like there's an elephant and a bird and all sorts of weird stuff. So, man, I'm really curious. I look forward to seeing some reviews of this set and see what people think about it. But personally, I'm not planning on picking this up.
I'm not either. Just something about the Labo stuff just has not grabbed me. I don't know if it's just so big or that I have to work at it. I'm really not sure. And the cases, that's something else to mention. The cases for Labo are black. I believe you have one.
Yes, instead the of the game red cartridge spine. Cases, yes.
So it has a black spine. That just kind of throws off your collection a little.
It does. You know, I think we're just, I think we're both too old for these sets, this Labo stuff a little bit. I think as a kid, I would have loved something like this. I love putting together like Lego sets and stuff as a kid. So I think this would have been right up my alley, but as an adult man, I'd rather buy different video games and toys with my money than this.
Let's go buy some Pokemon cards. Yes.
But I'm very interested to see what people think about this. You know, VR requires a very high resolution for it to not look really blurry, and the Switch screen is not very high resolution, so I'm thinking that this is not going to be like the greatest VR experience, but again, I'm looking forward to hearing what people think about it.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what happens here.
And man, that's kind of it for the news. There's just not a whole lot going on right now.
There really isn't. That's about all we can find.
We're getting Yoshi's Crafted World soon. Can't wait to talk about that. But right now, there's just really not a whole lot out there. So we're going to go ahead and take a break. We're going to come back with our main topic, which is our favorite Nintendo collectibles. All right, so getting into our main topic this week, it's going to be our favorite Nintendo collectibles. And this was a thing that we kind of both thought up on by ourselves, and then we were talking about what to talk about, and this was both our idea. So I think this was meant to be, to talk about this.
Yeah, I think so. You know, you were telling me that you wanted to do this topic, and I was just about to mention it right before you told me, so this worked out just perfectly. I always love talking about Nintendo collectibles, especially when you can kind of brainstorm off of each other and figure out new things you can try to look for and try to collect and everything.
Exactly. As a collector, it's a lot of fun, and we've done this already in the past on past episodes. It's fun to talk about some things you'd like to buy, some Nintendo things you'd love to add to your collection. But it's, I think it's also going to be fun kind of looking at the stuff we have acquired. And so that's kind of what we're going to do this week. And we came up with five different categories. So we're going to be talking about our favorite boxed game that we own. So this is a game that, and then we're talking cardboard boxes. We're talking about from the NES to the N64. What's our favorite game that we have kind of complete in box?
So I would have to go with Mario Paint on the Super Nintendo.
Oh, very nice. You know, this is a giant box, if I remember right.
That's why I like it so much. There's not a whole lot of these giant boxes for Super Nintendo, Earthbound being one, and
very
then I think
true.
There's one or two others. But Mario Paint, and it comes with, I have it complete in box with the mouse and the little
mouse pad. Yes.
Right, and the game, of course. And it's just something you just don't see hardly every more. Mario Paint is a really cheap game to pick up, but it's very uncommon in the box, and that adds a little value to it.
Yeah, so if you haven't seen these boxes, they're great. They were basically big enough to, I think Earthbound included a strategy guide for the game.
Right.
So that's kind of about the size of the boxes we're talking about here. And if I remember right, the mouse pad that comes with Mario Paint, it's not really a pad at all. It's like a hard plastic.
Yeah, hard piece of plastic.
Yeah, it's very strange, but it's very unique and very iconic. So that's an awesome thing you have there in your collection. I think one of the other Super Nintendo games that came in one of these big boxes, I believe the Super Game Boy came in a big box
this. Yeah.
And I think it also included a strategy guide, maybe.
That's
so,
very cool.
But yeah, there's not a whole lot of them, so that's very cool to have one in your collection. My favorite box game I have is one that I've had almost my entire life, and that's why it's my favorite. It's Wario Land on the original Game Boy. So this was Super Mario Land 3 Wario Land, the very first Wario Land game. And I got this the day I got my first Game Boy. I got a Game Boy system at Best Buy. It came with Link's Awakening packed in, and then I got another game, and that was Wario Land. And this is one of the few boxes that I still have all these years later. So it is in not great shape at all, but it just means more because I got it when I was, you know, 6 or 7 years old, and I still have it today. So that's one of my favorite boxed games.
That's really cool that you were able to keep that box all the way up till now. All my Game Boy Advance boxes, they quickly got destroyed and thrown away. I didn't have that mindset back then.
Well, You know, I didn't either. I got rid of so many boxes. All my NES, Super Nintendo, N64 boxes all eventually went by the wayside. But maybe it was just something about how small the Game Boy boxes were. Somehow I ended up just holding on to them, and I'm so glad I did. And it just, it really brings back memories when I look at this box of getting my first Game Boy. I can still remember the day. So that to me, that's my most special. Even though it's one of the worst conditioned boxes I have, it's my favorite.
Well, that's awesome.
All right, so the next category we came up with is our favorite special edition console. So, you know, as any Nintendo collector knows, Nintendo loves releasing special edition consoles. It's just another way for them to squeeze money out of our pockets, and we're all glad to do it. So which one did you end up picking of all your special editions?
So I've got a few special editions. I definitely don't have all of them, but out of all of them, I had to go with the Super Nintendo 3DS XL.
Oh, this is nice.
The new 3DS XL, so this is the one that looks like the front of a Super Nintendo. It's got the little purple on-off switch and the reset button right on the cover of it. And it's amazing. I believe it was an Amazon exclusive, and it comes packed in with a digital copy of Super Mario Kart from the Super Nintendo.
Yeah, this is an incredible system. This would definitely be in the running for my favorite if I owned it. I've always thought this is one of the better new 3DSs that Nintendo ever did.
Yeah, I agree. And I love the XL, of course, the bigger screen. That's what I play on. But it's one of my favorite special edition consoles. Like I said, I don't have a ton, but yeah, this is definitely up there.
Well, they did a great job. It to me is a faithful re-edition of the original Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
You know, they did an NES, I think it was a 3DS XL original one.
Right.
And to me, it didn't seem like it had near the care that the Super Nintendo one did.
I think you're right. Yeah, I didn't care for that one near as much as I did the SNES version.
Well, so my favorite special edition console is also a 3DS.
Oh.
My favorite one that I own is the 20th anniversary Pokemon new 3DS. So this isn't the XL, it's the smaller new 3DS. But this is the one that Nintendo released a few years ago, and it came with both the red Charizard faceplates and the blue Blastoise faceplates. And I just absolutely love this game, this console, because it's just the original Pokemon art. So of course it speaks to me as someone who grew up with blue and red as their first Pokemon games.
So whenever you got this, I was just beginning to get really hardcore into collecting Nintendo things. And this is one of my big regrets, is that I missed out on this console.
Yeah, this one didn't last for long, if I remember right.
I've never seen it for sale in store, and it is one of my favorite 3DS versions. And one of the reasons I think we both have 3DS consoles is our favorite is there are a lot of special editions of 3DS, regular, original, new XL. There are a lot of them.
That's right, yeah. And these were kind of the ones that were coming out when we both kind of got, well, when you started getting into collecting and when I kind of started getting more into it. And so I don't have any of the really old special edition consoles, but you know, I was once these 3DSs and 2DSs came out, you know, I had a little bit more money and was able to purchase a few of them, and the Pokemon one's my favorite.
Right, well, I couldn't agree more with you. I really love that one.
Okay, so moving on to our next category, and that is our weirdest Nintendo collectible. Now, this is a category I believe you kind of came up with, and I thought, what a great one to mention, because this is stuff that would never get mentioned, I don't think, in any other category, because it's not that it's going to be worth anything or even anything that may even be desirable to anybody else. But, you know, if you've been collecting Nintendo stuff for several years, surely you've got something a little odd in your collection. So thought this would be a really fun one to do. So which one did you have as your weirdest Nintendo collectible?
So I had to dig through my collectibles. You know, I collect the games and consoles, of course, but also collect whenever there's a Nintendo Hot Wheels or just keychains, just anything kind of
cereal boxes.
Cereal boxes with cereal still in it. But I was just looking through my collection, I came across something that I actually forgot that I had.
Oh, that's the best.
And it was a little bag, and it has the Pokemon coughing on there. And it was full of Pokemon marbles that I remember purchasing at one time.
Wow, Pokemon marbles.
So, and it was from the first gen Pokemon, and they all have a different Pokemon on them with the number
Oh, wow.
They are. So I know I've got a Dragonair and a Butterfree, and I can't remember what else.
That's really cool. I've never even heard of Pokemon Marbles.
So it was really, really odd thing that I just totally forgot I owned. So I'd love to get together with you and play some Marbles sometime.
You'll have to teach me how. I don't even know how to play Marbles.
I don't either.
So I kind of did the same thing as you. I had a few things in mind when you mentioned this topic, but I was like, you know what? I really just need to dig through all my stuff and kind of see what sticks out. And so I was initially going to go with, I've got a bunch of little Animal Crossing Wild World little charms that would go on like a cell phone or a Nintendo DS, and I have a ton of these things, and that's kind of what I was initially going to go with. And then I came across something else and I was like, you know what, this is definitely a lot weirder. So the one I ended up going up with is some Star Fox 64 3D dog tags. Now, these came out along with Star Fox 64 3D on the 3DS. It was one of the very earliest 3DS games. And I happened to be in New York on my honeymoon, and the wife was nice enough to accompany me to the Nintendo store in New York. And they were clearancing these things out behind the counter. I think they were $9.99. And so I didn't have a whole lot of money to spend on Nintendo collectibles. I'd spent everything on my honeymoon already. So this is one of the only things I came away with, and I still have them to this day. And it's just a very strange item, and they come in a nice little box, and I've never even taken them out of the box, so they're basically brand new. But I did notice they've kind of faded over the years a little bit, so they don't look new, even though they are.
They are. Well, that's awesome. I remember you showing me these quite some time ago, and I always thought they were so cool because I'm a huge Star Fox fan.
Yeah, it's just very extremely random, and I can see why Nintendo ended up clearancing these out, because I can't imagine there was just a whole lot of people lining up to buy these. But I'm really glad I have them, because it's just something you don't see every day.
There's not a whole lot of Star Fox merchandise out there anyway.
That's true. All right, so what's going on? Let's see here. Our next category, our second to last here, is our rarest Nintendo collectible. And before everyone gets too excited, I was kind of talking with Chad about this a little bit. And, you know, I don't think either of us have anything that's just super, super rare. I mean, we don't have any Nintendo World Championship cartridges or anything that's worth thousands and thousands of dollars. But over the years, with all that we've been collecting, we do have a few things that are semi-rare. So, you know, these are just the things we have in our collection that we consider the rarest. It's not anything that's going to probably blow anybody's socks off, but these are things that we're very proud of.
So what I think is my most rarest thing is actually something I picked up quite recently, and that's the Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu Switch Edition, the Switch console bundle.
Oh, yes. Now, this is the thing that you surprised me with
On
our Pokemon Let's Go episode. You just brought it out at the end of the episode.
That's awesome. It is, yeah. A lot of times I don't pay full retail price for a lot of the stuff I get. Like we've said before, we hit pawn shops and flea markets and garage sales and just
Right. Wherever
we can find something cheap. So I don't spend just hundreds and hundreds of dollars just at a random store on a certain expensive game or something. But I did pick this up, and this is definitely the thing I've spent the most of my money on and is the rarest collectible.
Yeah, you know, kind of like you were saying about when I was talking about my 20th Pokemon 20th anniversary 3DS, that you said it's kind of one of your biggest regrets that you didn't buy it. This console right here that you're talking about is my biggest regret. I really regret not buying this.
Oh, man.
To me, this is the best Switch bundle that Nintendo's came out with to date, and it also seems to be one of the rarest or most expensive ones to buy these days. So
right.
I'm really happy that you ended up buying this. I really regret not buying it myself, and I think that's an excellent choice.
Well, I'll be on the lookout to pick you one up here.
Oh, man, they're so expensive, but so desirable.
I know.
So I kind of thought long and hard about this, and I'm not exactly sure what my for sure rarest item is, but I think at least one in the top three, and I think it really is probably my rarest one, is my Wii U console that I bought and I still own. I ended up buying the Wii U Zombie U Deluxe Set. So this is, I believe, probably one of the rarest Wii U console bundles that Nintendo ever put out. It's the only third-party one that they did. And it's just kind of a unique bundle. The Zombie U was a game by Ubisoft, and it didn't even really take off, so it's very strange that they even made a bundle out of it. But not only did it include that, it also came with a digital copy of Nintendo Land, and it also came with a Pro Controller. So this was a pretty good bundle for the time, and that's kind of the reason why I picked it up. It seemed like I wanted to buy a Pro Controller anyway, and it seemed like, just having it thrown in there was a good value. So it's the one I ended up picking up. I barely played the game. I probably played it 30 minutes or an hour. It wasn't for me. But I sure am glad I held on to it, because just looking on eBay and stuff, there's hardly ever one of these up for sale. And even looking at sold listings, I think I finally found one American one that sold back in December. So, and it's not that it's going for a ton of money, but it's just, with them only selling one or two every few months, it seems like it's probably one of the rarer Wii U bundles. And I think the Wii U is one of the rarer Nintendo consoles anyway, so I would say this would probably be my rarest one.
If it's not the rarest now, it definitely will be. The Wii U is going to be, kind of like the Virtual Boy was, I believe. It's some point in its life, because there's just not a whole lot of them out there. And I've never seen the Zombie U set. I've seen the game. It looks not real good.
Yeah, it's not.
Looks terrible, to be honest. But I didn't realize it came with a Pro Controller. And I can't think of a single other Nintendo console that came with a Pro Controller or something like that in there.
Yeah, it's a very unique set, and but thankfully, I got this not that long ago, so the box is in, mint condition. I'm just thinking I'm just going to keep holding on to this, and I think 10, 15 years down the road, it may actually end up being worth quite a bit if I hang on to it.
Yeah, so. I'll bet so. That's awesome.
All right, so moving over to our last category that we have for you guys today, and that is kind of our overall, what's our favorite collectible? So we've already done our rarest, so, favorite is not equal rarest with me. Something isn't my favorite because it's worth the most money. It's my favorite because it just means something more to me, and I feel like you're the same way. So we thought this would be a good separate category. So of all your Nintendo stuff that you own right now, what would you say would be your absolute favorite item?
So I have to say, this was a hard one for me to think of. I kept trying to think, if there was a fire, what would I grab first? And nothing was a Nintendo item. So I kept bouncing between my Animal Crossing memory card from the GameCube and what I actually picked. It is a Super Nintendo complete in box, but this is the one that was bundled with Super Mario World.
Oh, very
so
nice.
I picked this up not too long ago. Everything's still wrapped up in plastic and everything. So it looks really good, but I'm sure it has been used. I haven't inspected it like crazy, but the box is in really nice shape for something so old. And the Super Nintendo means a lot to me. I didn't really have one when I was growing up, but my friends did, and I played it a ton. And to me, it has just some games that are just timeless on it.
I couldn't agree more. I think it's the finest 2D console ever made. And, the one you're talking about that you have, that's just, to me, that's what I think about when I think of a Super Nintendo in the box. I think of the classic Super Nintendo with Super Mario World bundled in.
Exactly.
That's the one everyone wanted. And I believe you actually showed this to me, if I'm not mistaken. And you're right. It is in excellent shape. It may have been played, but not much. It is mint condition. So I can see definitely how that's your favorite collectible. Man, this was tough for me as well. I really struggled. There was a lot of things I thought I could say, but when it really came down to it, there was only one clear winner, and it's actually something that you got me as a gift. I believe it was for one of my birthdays. And so my favorite Nintendo item that I own currently is my Spice Orange Nintendo GameCube complete in box. This is just an awesome item. It's something I never thought I would actually ever own. Because, as most people know, the Spice Orange GameCube only came out in Japan. It never saw a North American release. So this is just something that I just definitely never thought I'd get, and definitely not one complete in the box. And when you got me this gift, I mean, it just about knocked my socks off. I just never saw this coming. And it is my favorite item I own. So I'll have to tell you thanks for that.
Oh, no problem. Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, no, that's great. I love the Spice Orange GameCube. I think it's definitely the best looking out of all the GameCubes that was released. Even the Pokemon one that doesn't look very good. So,
yeah, definitely of all the standard editions, I think the Spice Orange is the very top of the pile.
Yeah, same here.
And kind of like you said with the Super Nintendo, you know, just the console itself means a lot to you. The GameCube means a lot to me. You know, I had all the other previous Nintendo systems, but, for a little while there, I really was kind of moving on to, like, PlayStation and PlayStation 2, and I kind of fell off of Nintendo stuff for a while, and the GameCube is really what made me fall in love with Nintendo all over again. When I ended up buying a Platinum GameCube, I just fell in love with all the Nintendo franchises again, and I've never fallen back off since then. So the GameCube really means a lot to me, even though it wasn't my first console. It's kind of the first one I got once I had a job, was able to buy all the games I wanted, and just fell in love with Nintendo all over again. So just having this spice orange one, which to me, as I said, is my favorite color of all of them, it just is really special, and it's currently my favorite item.
Well, that's great.
So, man, this was a lot of fun talking about our favorite Nintendo collectibles, and I hope that these categories over the years, I hope they change, because I hope I collect some new stuff that would take the place of these things. But these are all things I hold near and dear to my heart, and I feel like you do the same with yours. And so this is just a lot of fun talking about.
It was. I love doing these types of podcasts, so talking about our collectibles and everything. It's just a totally total blast to do.
Yeah, and of course, if you ever want to write in or email us and talk about some of your favorite Nintendo collectibles, feel free. You can reach us at KariboShoePodcast@gmail.com. That's going to do it for our main topic. We're going to take a quick break and return with some listener mail.
All right, so let's get into some listener mail here. We got an email from Jeff, and he asks, what game do you hope will be released this year that is currently unannounced? So this is Animal Crossing, Luigi's Mansion 3. This is all off the table. This is
right.
Just
anything announced is off the table.
Anything unannounced goes. So, Brandon, what's something that you would kind of hope would be announced?
Oh, man, putting me on the spot. I was hoping you'd go first here. You know, I think it had to go with a game I've been longing for, and that's, I would love for Nintendo to announce a Professor Layton trilogy remaster for the Switch.
I'd be game for Professor Layton anything, but that a trilogy would just be so perfect for the Switch, I believe.
Yes, I would absolutely love for them to do that, or some kind of Professor Layton collection, whatever they wanted to do. Just please bring Professor Layton to the Switch and remastered, you know, new graphics and all that. But I would just love to see this.
And you know, the video clips on Professor Layton are so good, even on the 3DS, DS. They're so much fun to watch. And I would think the Switch version would just improve the visuals on that.
Yeah, and those DS games are so old at this point that I think a whole new generation of gamers would fall in love with this series if Nintendo was to re-release it.
Fun fact about Professor Layton, there is actually a movie about Professor Layton, and I own it, and it's awesome.
And that should definitely be a bonus item in this collection, the full Professor Layton movie.
For sure. You know, there's so many games that I would like. I would have to go with Pikmin 4 or a Pikmin trilogy. But I would really like an all-new game, Pikmin 4.
Well, I think that would be awesome. I know you're a big Pikmin fan, and I've never played a Pikmin game. So that would be the perfect opportunity for me to get into the series, either with a sequel, Pikmin 4, or kind of a trilogy of their originals. I would love either, and I'd love to see what all the fuss is about Pikmin.
Yeah, no, they're a really fun strategy game, so I'll just be waiting on that to be released later in 2019.
Very nice. Well, that was a great question. We want to thank Jeff for sending that in. And you can also send in your questions to the show. Again, our email address is KariboShoePodcast@gmail.com. And please feel free to send in a question or a comment. And if we like it, we might read it on the show. We do have a special announcement to make, and it may be good or bad depending on how you want to look at it, but just want to keep everyone aware that there's going to be, you know, some stuff happening in the future. So on April 9th, 2019, we'll be releasing episode 52 of the Kribo Shoe Podcast, and that'll be on a Tuesday. And the reason we're releasing it on that day is because that'll be the exact 1 year anniversary of the Kribo Shoe Podcast. So I'm very proud. We've never missed a week so far. I don't think we will up until 52. And so I thought it'll just be very fun to release episode 52 on the 1 year anniversary. And we'll definitely plan on making it a very special episode. And so definitely want to let everyone kind of know about that. But also, after episode 52 is released, that will kind of conclude what we're going to call season one of the show. And we'll be taking a brief hiatus from the show after episode 52. We'll probably be taking off a month or two, somewhere around there. And the reasoning is number one, my esteemed co-host Chad is getting married in April. And so obviously it's a very busy time for him. It's a busy time for him even now. And he just makes time to record with me. And I'm very appreciative of that. But he's going to be going on a honeymoon and all kinds of stuff. So there's that reason. And also my wife and I are going to be having our second child in April. So it's just going to be a really busy time for us. And we would inevitably miss a week or two anyway, even if we tried to continue doing the show. So we're just going to take a brief break. And then again, in a month or two, we're going to be coming back with season two, and we'll be back at it with the Karibo Shoe podcast. And we'll be very much looking forward to coming back. And of course, when we know the exact return date of the show, we will definitely announce it on our social media. So we'll definitely post about it on Twitter or on Instagram, or actually on both. We will announce when we have a firm date for when season two will start. So just follow us on there, and we will definitely keep you posted. And we just want to thank everyone for listening to us up for this very first year. And again, it's not over yet. We're going all the way every week up till episode 52. And then we're going to be taking a brief break, and then we'll be back. So just want to just let everyone aware of what's going to be happening in the coming weeks. Chad, do you have anything to add to that?
No, nothing, I don't believe.
All right. So anyway, just wanted to let everyone know that, and just something to keep in mind. Before we leave, some quick housekeeping. We want to remind everyone to visit our show page at anchor.fm/Karibo Shoe Podcast. We want to remind everyone that we're available on Apple Podcasts, on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pocket Cast, Overcast, and through the Anchor app on iOS and Android. Please rate our show on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. It really helps us out. Of course, you can always email your questions to the show at KariboShoePodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at KariboShoePod, and you can follow us on Instagram at KariboShoePodcast. Once again, thanks for listening, and we will see you guys next week.